We are learning Maseches Darim Daf Ayin Dalad Amud Beis, and Zokta Gemara Vayta on top of the Amud. We learned two pshatim basically in our Mishnah, Mechlekes Rav Eliezer, Rav Yeshua, and Rav Akiva. Tanan, we're going to try to ask questions on this pshat. Tanan, this question will be on Rav Ami's pshat, who zets the Ayin the Mishnah with Maimer. Tanan, Amar Rav Eliezer, Ma'am Isha Shekhanu La'atzmoi, Harehu Meifu Nadareho. Rav Eliezer says a raya. I'll tell you a kalvachoymer that a yavam could do hafaro. What's the raya? Ma the isha that you made a regular arus to make a kedushin with someone. Harei made for nedareha, he could be made for her nedarim. Isha shiklam shemayim, a wife that they got from the Eibishter through the mitzvah yibum. Ain't a din she made for nedareha? Of course, he made for nedarim. Freit the gemara, but we're saying here really it's not enough that the whole thing works through maimer. The Eibish also ba maimer. Kanal atzmayu, kanal atzmayu. It's kanal atzmayu. What's the comment? This is also called an atzmai. He did a mimer. We said, without a mimer, he agreed that it doesn't work because we're not sure which one's going to be the yavam. So it's kanal atzmai. Samara says, no, that's not fair because shekanal atzmai shemai. Mine says, better. You're right, he did a mimer. But this is still a kavachimer. Madach, a regular kanal atzmai can be made for the dera. Here it's kanal atzmai ade shemai, which means the shemai started it off, made the shidduch. So there, of course, you could do it. Okay, that's one thing. Kasha number two. Tifshoi, the boy rabba, my Bishama Erisin Oisa, Nasun Oisa. Tifshoi, the Nasun Oisa. There's a Shiloh. If you hold the Fibre Shammai, that Eris, Maimah kind of Kenyan Gomer. What does it do? Does it do Erisin or Nasun? Which means like this. Do you still need a Chuppah or not? Or the Kedusha alone is enough? When you say Maimah kind of Kenyan Gomer, now it's consummated, the Yibum is done. It's done, Yibum, or you still need a Chuppah. For example, a Yarshalah of a Tamilawa. Yes, yeah, so some hold. There's one man holds a suin oisa that makes the suin, and then you don't need a chuppah. You can do bia without a chuppah. And that means that's enough. The yarsho tamala. Usually you need a chuppah to make the yarsho tamala. You need a suin, a ma'isa suin here. But if you hold the suin oisa, it means special then by maimar because you're already halfway there. The maimar couldn't get gomer. That even ba'alah b'loy chuppah. The Ran says kind of the yarsho tamala. If you did bia without the chuppah, you kind of. So, be typically here that there's an asuna, there's a chuppah already. What's the raya? Because it says over here that if you hold maimah kunig yomer, what's halacha? You could do afara, right? Who could do afara by himself? Only someone who's married with an asuim. Eris is the father. So here we're learning our Mishnah till now, like we spoke out, that yafar means if yafar himself. So, it's a raya that maimah and asuim oisa. Zakhti Gemara, so speak post to Shiloh. The areas in Oisa, you need the father and the husband together, b'shutvis, in partnership, to make it another. No, it means him, yofer b'shutvis also. When our Mishnah says yofer, the whole question about yofer means which shutvis it means. I mean, that's what it means. Yofer b'shutvis. If he did a second pshat in the Gemara before, they were talking about Mechayim Mezoinis, that means yofer himself, because there he's like a baal already. Like we learned before, with Fir Abeliezer, that he could be yofer. But if he this pshat, if it is pshat, the loch is daf yofer b'shutvus. And the Ran actually asks that, like this, that if it is second pshat, the Echayim Mezoinus, then we understand it can be made for himself. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer, she tossed so you go to Rav Pinchas. The problem is, Rabbi Shu agrees to Rabbi Eliezer also on our Mishnah. He just holds by two Yevamim, there's a problem because he can ask them. Who is the Baal Plukta of the Mishnah before, where the Machlaikis, on daf Ayin Gimel Beis, the Machlaikis in the Mishnah, by someone who's chayv mezaynus could be yofer or not, right? That I'm a chleikus there. Rav Eliezer, I'm a yofer. V'chamam einim baal mefer. If anyone has a Gemara, look at the Ran. Dir masal v'cham oimrim on Ayin Gimel Beis on the top. V'cham oimrim says, "Hainu Rabbi Yeshua duhu bar plukta de Rav Eliezer v'chol duchta." Big problems now. Rabbi Yeshua holds that there's no such thing as chayv mezaynus makes you give afara. So how could Rabbi Yeshua and Mishnah agree to that much that he could do afara? He argues he's the chacham. Let's break the round right here off and off. The Maschok Maya Skin, yes, it's Kasha. So therefore, one Teretz is he says, you know, Rabbi Shua holds that the reason why he can be made for here is not because of the Mezainus. The reason why he can be made for here is because he holds Zika Knusa. It'll come out, it'll be like three different Shitas in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer will hold Lecha Veshnaim is because one of them was Omar Medin and Chayav Mezainus. And therefore, Lecha Veshnaim. Rabbi Shua says, I don't hold of you because Mezainus are not. I hold the reason why you can make it is that Zika Knusa. Zika Knusa is only by one, because then you know which one it is, not the other one. So that's Pshat and Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Akiva says the whole thing doesn't stop, because Shmer Ziyav is not as good as Arusa. That's one Mahalach of the Ran to answer. And the other Mahalach of the Ran is that the Rabbanon there, even though usually Rabbanon will argue on Rabbi Eliezer's Rabbi Yeshua, in this case, that Chacham is not Rabbi Yeshua. It's not Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua agrees to the he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. And the reason why he argues with Eliezer is only because the other one ka'aser. And just that way you'll have to learn, the Chum before is not Rabbi Yeshua. And not like he said on the Ran said on the Mishnah, the Ran and the Mishnah is going like the first pshat of the Ran over here. That's one point. Point number two is that the Gemara answers over here that Yafa means Yafa B'shutvis. So the Gemara in Masechta Yevamos asks, it should say Yafru Mabayi, it should say Yafru, not Yafer. And then what Ran says, that's why the Gemara's second teretz maybe is more Iker, maybe. It's going to be a little shvek, bring a riot to the first teretz. But he says that since the Gemara knew we could say the second teretz, that's why this second teretz is coming after the second teretz already. Since we know that second teretz, we didn't ask this kasha. We have another mahalach anyway. Okay. Now let's see the Gemara. Tanya Name Hachi. This brisa, this Tanya Hachi, this part goes straight to the next Mishnah. That we're going to bring a brisa that's a raya to Rav Ami. Rav Ami is the one who said, our Mishnah told me a case of Maimer, and that's the machloek is with a case of Maimer. Good, Moshe? Tanya Name Hachi like Rav Ami. Tanya to Rav Ami. Shemeres Yavam, Ben Yavam Echad, Ben Shnei Yavaman. Shemeres Yavon, Stai Yavon, one Yavon, Stai two Yavon, Relezo Eimer Yachar. Relezo says you could do Afar. Rabbi Shua Eimer, like we said, either Pshat is out, either Maimer or Yechayim Zaynis. But this mission, this Bryce in Rear Raya, out Maimer, so we'll touch on that. Because he didn't Maimer, so you can be made for on the one who didn't Maimer to you. Rabbi Shua Eimer, Lech Velo Yishnaim, only one, if only there's one Yavon, you could do Afar. Kiva Eimer, Lo Lech Velo Yishnaim, neither one. Omer Rabbi Lezer, Oma Im Ishish Ein Loi Chelik Ba. Madacha Isha, who you have no chelik, you have no portion in her, actually Tava Shusai, until you give your Kedushin. Mr. Boss or Shusai, when you give the Kedushin. Nigmar loy, it becomes yours to a certain extent that you could do. Hafara. And the Ran points out that the Lashon Mr. Boss or Shusai is a Lashon of Kedushin. Because Nesuin is a Lashon of Knisa, actually the Kanes or Shusai. Boss or Shusai is a Lashon of Kedushin. Remember that. So, ma'am isha ein lechelik ba actually tavu shusay mishpas shusay nigmar loy isha shusha chelik actually tavu shusay a isha that it has a chelik because shemeres yavam there before the kedushin before the maimer it's already has its commentary is just already because menashe mayim so ain't a din isha shusha chelik actually tavu shusay mishpas shusay ain't a din nigmar loy when you do the kedushin ain't a din nigmar loy shouldn't be a gemar. That's Rabbi Yehuda's tiny. Saying here it's much better. The oven with Maimer is much better than a regular Rusa. Only Rabbi Kiva, Loyim Amrit v'Ishu Shkaru La'atzmai. Don't tell me, dear, by Ishu Shkaru La'atzmai, Shukashem She'en L'chelik Ba. Just like you don't have a chelik before, Kach En L'chelik Ba. She's a free agent before for everyone. Toimer v'Ishu, Shehikru Lamin HaShemayim, by Isha that they'll make you Meshvayim, Shishem Shesh Le'ima Chelek, Kach Yesh Lecherem Chelek. Look, you have a Chelek, your brother has the same Chelek. So you're not so big of a Yochus over here. So what kind of Kavachayim is that? Omer Lo'i Rabbi Shua, Akiva, Devarech Vashay Yevamim. All you did was enter Rabbi Yez's Taina only by two Yevamim. Ma'atom Meshav Yom Echel, Lecher Rabbi Yez's right by one Yevam, that you want Yevam is definitely better than Arusa. Omer Lo'i, Rabbi Kiva says back to that, Kum Chalaknu, there is no chilek al yavam echad bashna yavam between one yavam or two yavam beish also by maimer beish loy also maimer ukeshar dvarim just like by shar dvarim a shemeres yavam is not considered a arusa for example the gabi skila like we spoke out kain nedarim same thing as by nedarim that you don't have a connection a complete connection and therefore you can't be made for nedarim. And Beloshen Azam Benazai. Benazai said this Loshen after hearing this Shakavataria. Chaval Alecha Benazai Shlishimashta Rabbi Kiva. It says, it's woe to me, what a shame that I did not learn by Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva knows, is sharp, and knows how to answer these answers. So this Ad Kan HaBraisa, which we'll say will be a riot to Rav Ami. This Braisa is basically a repeat of our Mishnah with a little more zest to it, a little more words to it. So how is this a raya to Rav Ami? That's a great question. The Gemara will speak about that. My Tanya can say to Rav Ami. Why is there a riot to Rav Ami? So the Gemara is going to say there are two riots to Rav Ami from this Braisa. Everything is a riot with this Braisa, everyone? Mordechai is Klar the Braisa? What's fair? Yeah? Kulum Chalakno? The last one? Right. Yeah, he's saying like this. Rav Lezer Kavachayim. He said, Madach, a regular Isha, a regular free agent. There I give Kedushin, also I can be made for. A Yavam, that I give Kedushin, I can't be made for? A Yavam, that already halfway connected Kedushin, that shouldn't work? So I would give it back. What do you mean? There's a big difference between the free agent and the Yavama. The free agent, no one else has Kayach in it besides me. When I make Kedushin, it's only me. It's exclusively me. It's my exclusive. If I'm saying it by a Yavama, there's two brothers who can make a Kedushin to her.
I use the word.
How do you read the words? The words say like this: Imaram beishas kano laatzma. Shem she'ain loy chelik ba. Before she's a complete free agent. Kach ein lecherem chelik ba. No, and she's a complete free agent before you make the kedushin. Taima beishas kano mashemayim. Shem she'ain loy ima chelik. Just like you have a chelik, you brought the same chelik. Your chelik is not worth much. Not exclusive rights. So therefore, it's nothing. And that he says back then, when he told him he helps for two brothers, not for one brother. And that he says, one brother, two brothers, machash kedav kamina, or Yavam doesn't have a kayach of arusa.
Kedushin by a regular free agent, you call it.
Yeah.
Midraisa.
It's midraisa.
But kedushin, but the maimer is not. Well,
it's a very excellent question. Maimer is not the raisa. We're going to Beis Shammai here. Maimer couldn't get gomer. Like we spoke out, we went to Beis Shammai. No, it's the raisa. Beis Shammai is right. Of course, we didn't say he can akul for a chayis ishto. Yeah, it's 100% the raisa. It's got a good point, but it's in the Yavam, it's Chav Tes, Omar Aleph, speaks out clear that it's the Raisa, because that's his Raya, because he knocks off the sister, knocks off the Yavam, it's about the Raisa. So Tais Daf Chav Tes, Omar Aleph, the second or third Taisus on the Omar, speaks this out. So now, up to my Tanya Kavasei, for those who Daf Ayin Hei, I'm not saying, but Daf Ayin Hei, my Tanya Kavasei, Dura Ami, Diktani, Bein She'osa Ba'maimer, Bein She'loi Osa Ba'maimer. So he says, going to read two rayas from this brisa like Ravami. Brisa number one, because when Rakiva says back, he says, "Sai one yavam, sai two yavam, sai maimer, sai no maimer, 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 the karshmei." Who has to bring in maimer? It must be that Pshatan Eliezer was through maimer. That's raya number one. That like Ravami. The Tani Ben Shalosu by maimer, Shalosu maimer. When Rakiva says something back, he says, "Sai oy maimer, no maimer, sai no maimer." Inami mereisha. And here you have to. The Ran says you have to read vechulu. Inami mereisha. The Tani Mishnichazor Shusa Nigmar Loi vechulu. And what does it say? It says that Mishabas was shushed the whole thing. We'd like Kaddish, my Nigmar life. There's no Kaddish. What does it mean? Nigmar life. So Tifshav Mineik, just like Maimer. This Raya, the Ran speaks out, is from the Lashon of Ishash Yesh Lachelik Ba actually Tavar Lashusai, Mishabas Lashusai, in it in Shetigmar life. That Lashon, Mishabas Lashusai, is a lashon of kedushin. So you see, he made a maimer. That's what you see pshat in the brisa. So two rayas in the brisa to talk about maimer. Tifshim v'neik shos maimer. So that's a raya to Rav Ami. Now, just to finish it off, the Gemara has explained the brisa. What does it mean that Rabbi Kiva says ukeshar devarim kenedarim? Rabbi Kiva says I don't care one yavam, two yavam. It's just like other things. A yavam is not connected to so stark to the shemeres yavam. Find it in darim also ukeshar nedvarim kenedarim. What does that mean? Mike Shardvam Kenedarm Kedetani, I'm a Rav Hachdani. Yata Maida, Shein Chayavam Skilik Naim Rasa. Aren't you Maida that if someone is Mazana with this Shemeres Yavam, even after Maimer, Yinach Chayav Skilik Naim Rasa? So, therefore, it's Bedarm the same thing. Omer Avashi, Mastis Namadeka, our mission is also Master, that's the Taina. Because our mission's Lashon is, Ein Yavama Gemur Leisha Kashem Sharusa Gemur Leisha. Rekiva says back at the end of our Mishnah, that a Yavama is not Gomel Isha, Kishem Sharusa Gemur Isha. It's not the same level, same nigmar, the same connection, like Arusa. So what does he mean? He means the same Vart, because it's not Chayav Vizgila. That's what Akiva says. So Ad Kan El Mishnah. How do we paskin? Zok Duran, Lina Halacha, we paskin like Rabbi Kiva that says, that Ine Mefer, Loy Le'echod, V'loy L'shnayim. He can't do it at all. And he says, even though we don't hold completely in Zika, we hold a little bit Yesh Zika. And before, he said, Pshat Rav Kiva is Alt Ein Zika. So he says, that's only before the Braisa. But after we bring the Braisa, we see that the reason for Rav Kiva is not only because of Yesh Zika, Ein Zika, even if it's Yesh Zika. The reason for Rav Kiva that he holds it can't be made for is because Ein Yavama Gemur Le'isha, because you're not Chayev Skila like an Ayam Arasa. And since Ben Azai gave a big praise to Rav Kiva, and he didn't get answer, and his answer was not answered back, so therefore, we paskin like Rav Akiva, and that's how the Ramban paskins. But the Ran at the end has a suffix that since we're paskin the Maisa, a Yavam can't be Mefer. So it's a Gevaldik Shaila. Let's say she is a Arusa, Teruvein, and she makes a Neda. And she has a father still. She's a Arusa. And she's still a Naira. And then her husband Ruvein dies. She falls to Shimon. What do we say? Shimon cannot do B'shutvis. Follow with the father, because Shimon, we say, Pastor Rav Kiva, can't do it. What happened now? Could the father do it now? Do we say like an Esreika to the father? There is a Yavam in the way a little bit, but could he do it? So Zok Duran, yes, you can, because this is similar to a case we had before in Beis Shammai that he holds, that the Darim that Nirul Oros Risha, and the Oros Achron can't do it. But the father yet could do it. We had the Gemara, the father could do it. So it'd be similar to that case. But the Ran says, I have a suffix. I have a suffix, the nadarim she makes after her husband dies, that already I don't know, Pshat. I don't know what to do. I said, no one speaks about it, I don't know. Because there, it's already a stickle in the shush of the Aris, of the Yava, or of the Yavam, stickle in the shush. And so there, maybe the father can't do it himself. There was known as Reikner, there's like a new Matziv. There, he doesn't know what the halacha, because there is some kind of connection there. He's misupik what the halacha is, but that's clear. The Dharma remember before that you could do. That's what he says, and he ends off zemash nira libezel in ma'isa tzarach ian ubedika diber hashayim. You have to have a bedika and diber hashayim to see what the halacha is regarding the Dharma you make after the husband dies.